This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least three security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. An area police spokesman told VOA that the early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital of Gardez. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before two heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling today to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, seven times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president told reporters Monday he is not planning to meet with Blake's family.
With the pastor, wonderful man, the family's pastor, and I thought it would be better not to do anything where there are lawyers involved. They wanted me to speak, but they wanted to have lawyers involved, and I thought that was inappropriate, so I didn't do that.
The president also declined to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, a white teenage vigilante who is accused of fatally shooting two people and wounding a third during a street demonstration in Kenosha two nights after Blake's shooting. Oregon State Police will patrol Portland's nightly protests with help from officers from neighboring communities seeking to tamp down on vandalism and violence following the fatal shooting of a right-wing demonstrator as the city approaches 100 consecutive nights of demonstrations. This is VOA News. Belarus poll workers have described a range of fraudulent measures used in the August 9th presidential election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Associated Press has interviewed election workers who say they saw ballot fraud or were pressured to falsify results in favor of President Alexander Lukashenko. Even before the election ended, a poll worker in Minsk said she was asked to sign a document summing up its result with the vote totals left blank. Another worker who pointed out violations during the vote counting was fired on the spot. Over the past few weeks, hundreds of thousands of people have protested what they say was a rigged outcome. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations chief says the COVID-19 pandemic has deepened the inequality between men and women and reversed decades of limited and fragile progress on gender equality, women's rights.
Beyond the virus itself, the response has had a disproportionate and devastating social and economic impact on women and girls. COVID-19 is deepening existing inequalities, including gender inequality.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned young women from civil society organizations at a virtual town hall meeting on Monday that without a concerted response, we risk losing a generation or more of gains. More than 850,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while within a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 300,000 to approximately 25.5 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia account for nearly 15 million of those cases. On Monday, the U.S. hit another milestone by surpassing 6 million infections, by far the most in any country. In the meantime, Russia's tally of confirmed coronavirus cases has surpassed 1 million after authorities reported more than 4,700 new, taking its total to 1,048 reported cases on Tuesday. Russia has the fourth largest caseload in the world. A federal judge has blocked U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees from conducting the initial screening for people seeking asylum. The ruling on Monday has dealt a setback to one of the Trump administration's efforts to rein in asylum. The government argued that designated CBP employees are trained comparably to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, another agency within the Homeland Security Department. U.S. District Judge Richard J. Leon in Washington called that argument poppycock. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.